Hi, this is Daniel Garber, the movies for CulturalMining.com and CIUT 89.5 FM. Christoph Schlingensief was a performance artist, TV producer, and filmmaker known for his pranks. He was born in 1960 in Oberhausen, Germany, and made his first film while still a kid, but became a devotee of both the avant-garde and the mainstream Hollywood and the new German cinema. His work incorporates modern German theater like Bertolt Brecht with its exaggerated, silly style occasionally, as well as contemporary art films, with including clips from TV, historical footage, even his own past work that he edits into whatever his latest project was. He became widely known in German-speaking Europe, though not outside of it, for his TV shows, especially in an impromptu talk show shot on Berlin's U-Bahn, the subway. Sadly, he died of cancer in 2010 at the age of 49, and while he was still creating one of his last works. So you've probably never seen him or his films, but this week I'm going to talk about a special series of three movies playing now in Toronto, sponsored by the Goethe Institute. There's a look at German unification using cannibal serial killers, a new German cinema in the form of naked people running around, and a take on right-wing politics and xenophobia using a reality show format that deports undocumented migrants. The German Chainsaw Massacre from 1990. Okay, it's East Germany just after the reunification of East and West. Almost everyone has moved westward except for a tiny few. This includes the beautiful but downtrodden Clara, who's repeatedly abused by her drunk husband. So she fights him off with a kitchen knife, jumps into her Trabant, and heads for greener pastures. But little does she know, she's going from bad to Wurst. Mm-hmm. Okay, so she meets up with her boyfriend Artur, only to see a strange man slash up the poor guy's body. When she runs for help and seeks help at a roadside inn, she's accosted by a sex-crazed lesbian dressed in black and all of her equally weird colleagues. And behind closed doors, this group puts rubber masks on anyone who stays there, who they then brutally chop up before grinding them into sausages. So can Clara ever defeat these horrible evil cannibals, or will she end up on somebody's barbecue? Okay, the German Chainsaw Massacre is the second chapter of Schlingensief's German trilogy. It's a genuine horror movie, but it's so over the top, they can't take it seriously. It's actually pretty funny in a disgusting way that mimics the American slasher movies while also satirizing Germans, West Germans' fear of reunification. I think maybe it's also common on how the ordinary people of East Germany were treated like pack animals to feed the Western Germany labor market, just like sausages. 120 Days of Bottrop. It's from 97. So whatever happened to German cinema? Schlingensief wants to know. So where are those great directors like Fassbinder, the stars like the beautiful Romy Schneider, and the 70s heartthrob Helmut Berger? So he decides to get Fassbinder stars together again to film a remake of Pasolini's most controversial movie, which is Salo, or 120 Days of Sodom. The original film was about Nazi-occupied northern Italy, where they conducted horrific S&M orgies using people as sex slaves for their entertainment. The new version, though, is a low-budget German art film remake, and the actors agree to come out for the movie just because there's a chance that Helmut Berger might show up. And also, they probably want to hang around with the nude models. But professional jealousy and rivalry soon overcomes their acting, complete with a mock Fassbinder with a fake mustache, and all the cast and crew going crazy, entering senile dementia, or attempting suicide. So will this film ever be completed, and will Helmut Berger ever show up? Okay, so Schlingensief actually appears in this weird movie as Jesus on the cross, who a KKK guy tries to set on fire. and there's a Pasolini-style medieval nuns, Warhol-type fashions, and cameo performances by the omnipresent Udo Kier and the German big-budget schlockmeister Roland Emmerich. So this is a very funny and ridiculous epitaph marking the end of modern German cinema. And finally, Foreigners Out, Schlingensief's Container, directed by Paul Poet from 2002. Okay, so it's June 2000 in peaceful, culture-loving Vienna when something unheard of before happens. The Conservative Party forms a coalition with the OVP, Austria's extreme right-wing Freedom Party, headed by Nazi apologist Rolf Haider. So the OVP is populist and xenophobic, and it portrays the foreigners or asylum seekers as drug dealers and killers. Sound familiar? That's when Christoph Schlingensief set up a display inside a shipping container right in the middle of Vienna beside the Opera House. And it's called Please Love Austria. And it's to commemorate this new government coalition. So he brings in dozens of people of various ethnicity, dresses them in fright wigs, and lets them live there in a mock house setup for a week on display in person and also online 24/7, just like the reality show Big Brother. But this case, the viewers are asked to vote to evict two contestants a day, and these contestants, who he says are illegal immigrants, they're let off by security guards and supposedly deported from Austria. So just in case you didn't get the message, there's a huge white banner on the roof that says Ausländer raus, foreigners out. And Schlingensief gleefully announces each day the color of the people that the Austrians are voting to deport, like saying, oh, two dark-skinned people today. So first the dark skin, then the light skin. So it exposes the German or the Austrian racism. Naturally, this art installation, because of what it is, triggers extreme reactions. On the far right, people begin to shout and demonstrate, deport all the foreigners, send them off to camps. Some leftists, though, take it at face value. So they storm the container, this is real, and tear down the sign. They want to rescue the captives inside, they say. And then everyone in the middle, they hate it too because of the negative attention it brought to Austria. Although it's Austria that voted Rolf Haider into power. So this documentary covers the art installation and the public reaction to it over its week-long run. And it's punctuated with the media coverage it received, especially from the Krone Group, the wildly popular Austrian tabloids who many blame for Haider's election. Show never overtly takes the standpoint of the immigrants. They're more just props in his sideshow. Rather, he exposes society's creepiest undercurrents. They're usually kept hidden, but they come out in a situation like this. And it illustrates his theory that the best way to show the worst beliefs are to repeat them out loud so everyone can hear them. The louder, the better. And it's only through exaggeration that he can show reality. This exhibit ran almost 20 years ago, but I think anyone who sees it right now will get how relevant it still is. The German Chainsaw Massacre, 120 Days of Bottrop, and Foreigners Out, Schlingensief's Container, are all playing now, May 10th, 15th, and 17th at the TIFF Bell Lightbox as part of Goethe-Institut's three-part tribute to Christoph Schlingensief. This is Daniel Garber, the Movies, each Friday morning on CIUT 89.5 FM and on my website, culturalmining.com.